or wait.
Janet, what do you think?
McPherson repeated.
I think, she said, that you're both committed to this operation.
And you still disapprove?
I don't disapprove. I think it's unwise for Benson.
What do you think about using Thorazine?
McPherson persisted.
It's a gamble.
A gamble not worth taking.
Maybe it's worth it, and maybe it's not, but it's a gamble.
McPherson nodded and turned to Ellis.
Do you still want to do him?
Yes, Ellis said, staring at the screen. I still want to do him. Chapter 7. As always, Morris found it strange to play tennis on the hospital court. The hospital buildings looming high above him always made him feel slightly guilty. All those rows of windows, all those patients who could not do what he was doing. Then there was the sound, or rather, the absence of sound. The freeway ran near the hospital, and the reassuring thwack of the tennis balls was completely obliterated by the steady, monotonous rush of passing cars. It was getting dark now, and he was having trouble with his vision. The ball seemed to pop unexpectedly into his court. Kelso was much less hampered. Morris often joked that Kelso ate too many carrots, but whatever the explanation, it was humiliating to play late with Kelso. Darkness helped him, and Morris hated to lose. He had long ago become comfortable with the fact of his own competitiveness. Morris never stopped competing. He competed in games, he competed in work, he competed with women. More than once, Ross had pointed that out to him, and then dropped the subject in the sly way that psychiatrists raise a point, then drop it. Morris didn't mind. It was a fact of his life, and whatever the connotations, deep insecurity, a need to prove himself, a feeling of inferiority, he didn't worry about it. He drew pleasure from competition and satisfaction from winning, and so far in his life, he had managed to win more often than not. In part, he had joined the NPS because the challenges were very great and because the potential rewards were enormous. Privately, Morris expected to be a professor of surgery before he was 40. His past career had been outstanding. That was why Ellis had accepted him, and he was equally confident about his future. It wouldn't hurt to be associated with a landmark case in surgical history. All in all, he was in a good mood, and he played hard for half an hour until he was tired and it was too dark to see. He signaled to Kelso, no point in calling above the freeway sounds, to end the game. They met at the net and shook hands. Morris was reassured to see that Kelso was sweating heavily.
Good game, Kelso said. Tomorrow, same time?
I'm not sure, Morris said.
Kelso paused.
Oh, he said. That's right, you have a big day tomorrow.
Big day, Morris nodded.
Christ, had the news even reached the pediatric residence? For a moment he felt what Ellis must be feeling, the intense pressure, abstract, vague, that came from knowing that the entire university hospital staff